Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Secretary in Congregation Mount Zion, 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is February 10, 2018, or Shabbat 25, 2021. We will start our second service on the Sabbath day with a song entitled, Farther Along, We'll Understand Why. You'll know all about it. Oh, by and by. Tempted and tried may cause me to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, nevertheless they glow in the wrong. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Sit, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it over and by. When death has come and taken our loved one, it leaves our home so lonely and dread. Then may we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year. Farther along we'll know about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it over and by. Faithful to death, our loving master, a few more days to labor and wait. Cause of the road we'll seem as nothing as we sweep through the beautiful gate. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it over and by. When we see Yahshua coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. He'll understand it, oh, by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Be therefore perfect, part 2, Psalms 18. Okay, it says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of Yahweh, who spake unto the Yahweh the words of this song in the day that the Yahweh delivered him from the hand of his enemies and from the hand of Saul, and he said. Now, they have the uppercase Lord here. When I was reading that introduction to you, But when I get into the quoting the scriptures, they have the upper and lower case, which refers to Yahshua, the Son. So, Yahshua is the King of the Old and the New Testament. He is the deliverer of the Word of the Old and New Testament. And David is very well acquainted with him. And so, we're going to deal with David and his relationship with Yahshua of the Old Testament. And he says in verse 1 of Psalms 18, I will love thee, O Yahshua, my strength. For the Yahshua is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. He says God here, which is my Savior. My strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Yahshua, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be safe from my enemy. Okay, so now David, he knows where his power and strength lies in calling upon Yahshua. And because he says Yahshua will save him from his enemies. So in verse 4 of Psalms 18, it says, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of the unrighteous men made me afraid. For the sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me, and my distress I called upon the Yahshua, and cried unto my, he says, God here. So now the translators, they mean to be referring to the Father, so we're going to do that. In my distress, verse 6, I called upon the Yahshua and cried unto my Yahweh, the Father. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. What happened when we today pray? We set up our petitions where? To the first apartment in the holy place, and the two apartments of the sanctuary where Yahshua, our high priest, ministers. And so where does our prayers go to? They go to the first apartment of the sanctuary. And who receives them? Our high priest, Yahshua. So who are we praying to? The Father, through Yahshua. But Yahshua receives our prayers. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also of the hills moved, and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth, devoured, coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly. Now what is that cherub? It's a flying saucer. It's a traveling sanctuary. It's a traveling throne. And yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him was dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. So when Yahshua came down with the Father, what did they come down to? They came down to darkness, and they came down to dark waters, and thick clouds of the skies were down here. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed hailstones and coals of fire. Okay, at the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed hailstones and coals of fire. The Yahshua also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of the waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Yahshua, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. And you go to Psalms 144, verse 7, and might confirm a little bit more of that. It says that, send thine hand from above, rid me and deliver me out of the great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O Yahweh, upon a psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. An instrument of 10 strings. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Well, that's something to think about when you are separated from the body of believers that you had been with, like I had been for so long, for 33 years, and all of a sudden, one day we're separated and we're no longer cross each other's path or have anything to do with each other. We're separated at a vast distance away from each other. Because of what? Because we had been delivered from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That's why we were delivered from there, as traumatizers, and 15 years ago. Let's go back to Psalms 18. Okay, it said, then the channels... verse 17, Psalms 18. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Okay? So David is really telling it like it is. He's whenever too strong for him, he gives Yahshua the credit for delivering from them. So in Psalms 59:1, it says, deliver me from mine enemies, O my Elohim. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, and not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Yahweh. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, thou therefore, O Yahweh Elohim of Yahshua Messiah of the host, the King of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. And that's Psalms 59, verse 5. Let's go back to Psalms 18. And let's go to verse 18. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but Yahshua was my stay. Now in Psalms 59:16, he says, but I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for Yahweh is my defense, and Yahweh is my mercy, or Yahshua is my defense. They've got God here in the upper and lower case, but David is talking about his Savior, and that's Yahshua. Unto thee, O my strength, I sing, for Yahshua is my defense and Yahshua of my mercy. All right, back to Psalm 18, verse 19. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Yahshua rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahshua, and have not wickedly departed from my Elohim. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore hath Yahshua recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show thyself forward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down the harlots. For thou wilt light my candle, Yahshua my Savior will enlighten my darkness. Okay, for by thee I have run through a troop, and by my Elohim have I leaped over a wall. As for the Yahshua, his way is perfect. Now, this Psalms 18. Okay, it says, the word of the Yahshua is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is the Yahshua save our Savior? Or who is a rock save our Yahshua? Because it's in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2, it's talking about this rock. 1 Samuel 2, verse 2, it says, there is none holy as the Yahshua, for there is none beside thee, neither is any rock like our Yahshua. Well, we know that Yahshua is called a rock, and so we know that David or Samuel here is not talking about Yahweh the Father, because Yahshua in the scriptures referred to as the rock. And Paul even recognized that over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Paul recognized that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 about this rock. Paul says in verse 4, and did all drink of the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was the Yahshua. So Paul calls him the spiritual rock. But this is what David is acquainted with, the spiritual rock. And they use the words Lord and God interchangeably, talking about the Yahshua. So, when we go back to Psalms 18, it says, verse 21, for I have kept the ways of the Yahshua, and have not wickedly departed from my Elohim. Okay. For all his judgments were before me. This is Psalms 18, verse 22. And I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath Yahshua recompensed me according unto my righteousness, according unto the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show thyself forward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down harlots. For thou wilt light my candle, for the Yahshua my Savior will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my Elohim have I leaped over a wall. As for Yahweh, his way is perfect. Okay, I've already read that. The word of the Yahshua is tried. He is a buckler unto all those that trust in him. So it says, who is our Savior? Save the Yahshua. Or who is a rock? Save our Yahshua. It is the Yahshua that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my arm. And what does that tell you? David is saying that he has the power of the Holy Spirit, that he can kill a lion with his bare hands, or he can kill a bear, which he did. He killed both those beasts in one day because they came very hungry and stealing a lamb out of his flock. David, being anointed with the Holy Spirit, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, he didn't hesitate. He just did what he knew he could do and what he had to do. And so therefore he says, Yahshua teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Man, a bow of steel? Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. So this is what we're claiming today, that Yahweh has also given us the shield of his salvation, and thy right hand hath upholden me, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again until they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Yahshua, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. For the strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. Yahshua liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the Elohim of my salvation be exalted. It is Yahweh that avenges me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies, yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Yahshua, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Now, Paul picks this up over in Romans 15:9, and he talks about that. He says that, now I say that Yahshua Messiah was a minister of the circumcision. That circumcision was the Jews of the Old Testament, because Yahshua didn't minister to the Jews of the New Testament except the apostles. So now it says Yahshua Messiah was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of Yahweh, for the confirming of the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify Yahweh for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess unto thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he says, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. Okay, so the Gentiles are to rejoice with his people. And again, praise ye Yahshua, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now, isn't this amazing? Isaiah, he said, there shall be a root of Jesse. Now, who is that root of Jesse? That root of Jesse is David, the rod, because Yahshua is the branch that came out of the rod. And so, the root of Jesse, the father of David, that's who we're talking about, David the rod. And he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. It's antitypical David. Okay. Now the Elohim of the hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in the hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of the goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Talking about these Gentiles, you're able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written them more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of Yahweh, that I should be the minister of Yahshua Messiah unto the Gentiles, and ministering the gospel of Yahweh, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul, he let the Gentiles be known that he was a minister of Yeshua unto the Gentiles. That's who we are. We're ministers of Yahushua unto the Gentiles as well as the house of Israel. Okay. Psalms 18. Back to Psalms 18. It says, verse 50, great deliverance giveth he unto his king, and showeth mercy unto his anointed, unto David and unto his seed forevermore. This is who we're talking about. We're the seed of David, and this promise applies to us. Okay, let's go to Psalms 19 now. We're going to do the whole chapter. For the heavens declare the glory of the Yahweh, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Thine line is gone out through all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. We couldn't have any life at all without the sun. So we wouldn't have anything. His going forth is from the end of heaven, verse 6, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the, it says, Yeshua is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yeshua is sure, making wise simple. Now, how is this law of Yeshua perfect, converting the soul? Love of the Ten Commandments, that we are always attributed to the Father, will that alone convert the soul? That keeps the soul perfect if he's without sin. But you know, in John 15:10, Yeshua is talking to the disciples there, and he's saying, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So Yeshua has commandments, and those commandments are the statutes of the sanctuary, of the law of Moses. They are the statutes that are for the operation of the sanctuary and all things. And so when you follow the operation of the sanctuary perfectly, this is what converts the soul. By truly following, like the daily, we're commanded to follow the daily, we're commanded to keep holy days, new moon, Passover, Atonement, Pentecost, Feast of Tabernacles, Feast of the Unleavened Bread, Solemn Assembly, Seventh Day Sabbath, and we're commanded to keep those at their appointed time according to the creation calendar that we have now, fixing the ordinances in place in the heavens, and coordinating them with His temple here on earth. And so this is how you become converted, when you realize that these statutes are binding today, and they're the statutes of Yeshua, and you realize they're binding, and you love the Yeshua, and you want to serve and do the will of the Father and the Son, then you automatically lay a hold of His statutes and judgment. Because in doing so, this is where you get your divine healing, this is where you get all your protection, and this is where your safety is at. So when you realize this and become converted to it, then that's what it means here in Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of the Yeshua is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yeshua is sure, making wise the simple. So in Psalm 93:5, David talks about that again. Psalm 93:5. He says that thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Yeshua, forever. Okay, let's go to Psalms 19, verse 9. It says, the fear of the Yeshua is clean, enduring forever. The judges of Yeshua are true and righteous altogether. Now, in Psalms 119:142, it says that thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Let's go back to Psalms 19. Verse 10, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Psalms 119:103, says that, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey unto my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Alright, Psalms 19, verse 11. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in the keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret fault. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sin, let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. In Psalms 25:11 it says, for thy name's sake, O Yahshua, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. Yeah, David realized that his iniquity was very great. Because over in Psalms 79:9, he talks about some more. He talks about that great iniquity that he committed. Psalms 79:9. It says, help us, O Yahweh of our, O Yahshua of our salvation for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Because David is asking, wherefore should the heathen say, where is your Elohim? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants which is shed. It says here in Psalms 19, verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Yahshua, my strength and my redeemer. So David knew who his redeemer was. He was very well acquainted with him. He communicated with him every day. They were very close. Such way it will be always for the people that are chosen and taught of the seed of David and of the seed of Abraham and all those that are preordained for salvation. Yahshua is very nigh unto them through the Spirit. And that is a very comforting feeling to know that. Alright, in Psalms 37, we go to a fast forward, verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. It says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in Yahshua and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in Yahshua, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto Yahshua, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Yahshua, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth the wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Okay, in Colossians 3:8, right over there in the New Testament, Paul is talking to those Colossian Gentiles. It's in Colossians 3:8. It says, but now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. And then it says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. So, in Ephesians chapter 4, 22 and 23, it talks some more about this. It says that that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according unto the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after Yahweh is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So it says, be angry and sin not. What anger? you have righteous indignation anger, if it be such a thing. But the thing is, you're not to let the sun go down on your wrath. It says in verse 27 of Ephesians 4, it says, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him a labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of the redemption. So we're not to grieve the Holy Spirit. He says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Yahweh for Yahshua's sake hath forgiven you. Back to Psalm 37, it says that, verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Yahshua, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of the peace. For the wicked plotteth against the just, and gnashes upon him with his teeth. Okay. And Psalm 35:16 also talks about that. It says, with the hypocritical mockers in the feast, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. So it says, the hypocritical mockers in the feast. Well, we certainly have that down at Kermit. On our feast days, Psalm 37. Let's go right on into verse 13. For the Yahshua shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. For the wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. The little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Yahshua upholdeth the righteous. The Yahshua knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of the famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of Yahshua shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, and to the smoke shall they consume away. For the wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Yahshua, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Yahshua upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Yahshua loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints, for they are preserved forever. Verily the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. For the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. For the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. For the law of his Yahshua is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. Yahshua will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on Yahshua and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yet I saw him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Isaiah 57:1-2. Let's go to that cross reference. Isaiah 57:1-2. It says, "For the righteous perishes, and no man layeth it to heart. And the merciful men are taken away, and none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come." Well, we were separated from a body of believers, and we're still here preaching the word, and they are not anymore. So we have to conclude then that we were considered as the righteous from that group, and we've been taken away from the evil to come, because as soon as we were taken away, evil came upon that Gilead Center and took it away. Okay. It says Isaiah 57:2. "And shall enter into peace, they shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness." So now we go back to Psalm 37:38. "But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, for the end of the wicked shall be cut off." Verily, the salvation of the righteous is of the Yahshua. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Yahshua shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. "Hear my voice, O Yahweh, and my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel." We're in Psalm 64:2. "Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of the iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privately. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But Elohim shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men that fear, and shall declare the work of the Yahweh, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. For the righteous shall be glad in the Yahshua, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory." Now we go to Psalm 32:11, and we'll read a little bit more about that. Let's read the whole chapter of Psalm 32. Just 11 verses, okay, it says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Yahshua imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night my thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Yahshua, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall every one that is righteous pray unto thee in a time, and thou mayest be found. Surely, in the floods of the great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place, and thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as a horse or as a mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with the bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in Yahshua, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in Yahshua, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for the joy, all ye that are upright in the heart." Back to Psalm 64. Okay, Psalm 101:1. "I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Yahshua, will I sing." Alright, now in Psalm 89:1, David's talking about the same thing again. He said, "I will sing of the mercies of the Yahshua forever, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness unto all generations." And in Psalms 119:90, he says the same thing. He just drops these little sayings all down through the scriptures. 119:90. It says, "Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth." Okay. "They continue this day according unto thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. And unless thy law hath been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction." Now there's the key right here. "Unless the law hath been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. For the wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimony. I have seen an end of all perfection." There's that word perfect, perfection. "But the commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day." This is Psalms 119:97. "That through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." "I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey unto my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Yahshua, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Yahshua, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. For the wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end." And then David goes on to Psalms 119, verse 113. He says, "I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Elohim." And so that's exactly what we had a challenge here in 2014. We had a challenge. They challenged us to depart from the commandments. It was reversed on them, and they were to depart from me. He says, "Depart me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of thy Elohim." And that was the decision I made, and they departed. Psalms 101, verse 2. "I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way." There it is right there. "Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me." Well, we have certainly witnessed those that have turned aside as well. "A forward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. And him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. And I shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the wicked doers from the city of Yeshua and Yahweh the Father." And Psalm 75:10 also talks about that. It says that all the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, that the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Now that's the end of Psalms 101. We'll go right on into Psalms 138. That's our next dealing with righteousness. Dealing with perfection. Psalms 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. Psalms 119:46 is a cross reference to that. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. And the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Yahshua, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Yahshua. For great is the glory of the Yahshua, and though the Yahshua be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of the trouble, thou wilt revive me, thou shalt teach a stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. For the Yahshua will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Yahshua, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. So David is claiming to be the works of Yahshua's hands. He's asking Yahshua not to forsake the works of his own hand. Psalms 139, verse 1. O Yahweh, thou hast searched me and known me. Now he's addressing the Father. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Yahshua, thou knowest it altogether. Now, actually, it has a complete uppercase with Lord, the first one that I read. And so the translators always refer to that as the Father, but you know, David's talking to Yahshua all the way here. So I'm going to start back over in verse 1. O Yahshua, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my laying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Yahshua, thou knowest it altogether. Now Hebrews 4:13, Paul's talking about that, those Hebrew Gentiles over here. Paul is talking about that. He says Hebrews 4:12. And we know about what that is actually says. It says, for the word of Yahweh. Actually, that's actually the word of Yahshua, is quote. And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to this, dividing the center of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In Jeremiah 23:29, he talks about that. Let's go see it. Jeremiah 23:29. It says, is not my word like as a fire, saith Yahshua, and like a hammer that breaketh the rocks in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahshua, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahshua, that use the tongue and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith Yahshua, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith Yahshua. Well, you know, I think about Kermit, Texas, how Yahweh raised up Brother Stephen Johnson to teach his government. But that's all. That's all he raised him up for, was to restore the sanctuary system and bring forth the creation calendar, putting Yahweh's people of the house of Israel back on true time here in the last days, and to teach my government. That's all he's supposed to teach. But then Willis Johnson went off into teaching everything else but Yahweh's government. He went off into prophesying all of these different prophecies, and none of them came to pass. And he ended up not teaching and doing what he was commissioned to do to begin with. So what does that tell you here in Jeremiah 23? He says, "Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams." Well, Brother Johnson prophesied many false dreams, saith Yeshua, "and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies." So these are false dreams are lies. "And by their lightness yet I sent them not, nor commanded them, therefore they shall not profit this people at all," saith Yeshua. That's exactly what happened to Crummett. All of that ministry for 33 years, Royal Johnson did not profit Gilead Center. Matter of fact, he brought it down to hell. So right here, there's all these prophecies here of the prophets of the Old Testament and the New Testament. They all point to these unfaithful stewards and ministers and false prophets and servants that have been given the talent to do a great work, and yet they go and dig a hole and bury their talent in the earth. And then they come out, but they continue on working, though, in the vineyard. They continue on, and they continue on getting their salary. Well, they continue on greatly. But what do? They end up destroying everything that they had once raised up, and destroying the souls of men. And I'm going to close this service here now with a scripture there in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 18. This says, "Of whom it was said," I'll say it, Hebrews 11:18. It's a revelation, 11:18. It says, let's read verse 17, saying, "We give thee thanks, O Yeshua, Yahweh Elohim Almighty." Now, when you use that word Almighty, you're talking about the Father. For his Son is called the Mighty One, and the Father is called the Almighty One. So John the Revelator is addressing the Father here. He says, saying, "We give thee thanks, O Yahweh Elohim Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned." And it says, "And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and unto the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of Elohim was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunders and an earthquake and great hail." Folks, probation had closed by then. This brings to close our study. So our contact is at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. This is Yeshua. Take my hand. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through this storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Yahweh, lead me home. My way grows dear, precious Yahweh, in your name. When my life is almost gone, He is my cry. Oh man, yes I fall. Take my hand, take me home. When my way grows drear, precious Yahweh, in your name. My life is almost gone. In my call, oh man, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Yahweh.